It is 8:14. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Aridith, Tyler Gumnick, Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, where are we at? Can you get back in the gym and just have at it? Well, not necessarily the case right now in Phase 3, but we're going to find out what you can and can't do and where we're at with, in particular, the Knox County YMCA. As the CEO, Adam Sampson, joins us this morning. Adam, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for being in with us. All right, so here we are, Phase 3, and I know that's one of the big things for people. It's like, maybe it's a motivating factor being able to actually go to the Y, and especially for those that swim that haven't been able to do that. But even if you lift or the cardio, you know, that's not stuff you couldn't necessarily do at home. But it just seems there's an extra motivating factor when you're paying to go and going and doing it.
Well, I'm just like everybody else. I just use my own journey. You know, I've got a treadmill and elliptical in my basement, and it sure does a great job with blankets and my shirts and things like that. But there's just something about, you know, going and seeing your neighbors and, you know, actually getting in your car, getting on a bike and going to the Y. It's just different. We all know that. It's easier to do things in groups. And when you see, you know, your fellow neighbors somewhere, you just, you know, it's a lot easier to go work out.
You know? Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So, but we're not to the point yet where, you know, things can be wide open and everybody can just show up and start going again. And honestly, as safe as it already was, we were just talking off the air, the fact that you guys already had things in place that, you know, like whether it was your cardio equipment or weight equipment, that you had cleaning supplies right there at each machine, that when you got done with it, you would clean it off. And this is stuff that actually would already kill things like the coronavirus and even the AIDS virus.
Sure. Yeah. We were just talking about that, you know, before this, you know, we had a standard that all 78 pieces of equipment at the Sandberg location and all 42 of them at the downtown location, the cardio stuff, all had a bottle of cleaning solution and the materials necessary. And I was sharing with you that we also fogged the Ys every month. It's supposed to last for 90 days. But the same as the solutions in the bottles, if the virus bacteria is on a surface, depending on the virus or bacteria, but they're all basically dead in 3 minutes because it gets into the membrane and kills that virus or bacteria. So, yeah, I know way more about cleaning solutions than I ever thought I would 20 years ago when I got into the Y. So,
well, and that's a bit, but even with that, even as safe as it already was, you know, based on the governor's protocol, there are things you cannot do at this point. So kind of talk about where we are at this point. Sure. What can and can you not do at the Knox County Y now?
Yeah, and just let me start by saying that the Y is always going to do what's right. We have to follow Restore Illinois plan. You know, you guys entrust us as a leader in our community, and that's who we are. You know, our core values are important. July 29th started Phase 3. So in Phase 3, it allows specifically only one-on-one personal training and outdoor group fitness up to 10. And we're going to follow that those guidelines through June 26. June 26, Phase 4 will allow us to look a little bit like we've always looked, where we can really open the doors, and it'll become a capacity issue there. But as you know, in Illinois, there's lots of Ys, and we've worked with the governor's office and got direct direction on this. You know, I'd love to open the doors, Tom. It's really put a strain on the Y, but we have to always do what's right.
So. Well, and that's number one. It's in your mission statement.
Yeah.
I mean,
absolutely.
You can't hardly go against that.
Exactly.
You know, not to mention the fact that the governor has said this, that, you know, those that do violate, and especially as a not-for-profit, you know, you don't want to lose any licensing, any funding, or anything like that either.
Yeah. And that's vital for many of the programs that we provide. Yeah. You know, people probably think we just have the lights off, but that's not actually what's happening at the Y. There's tons of kids at the Y right now that are in child care for families that need it. You know, we're connecting with, you know, over 1,000 seniors on a daily or on a weekly basis. And we're also, Joey's going out working with United Way and other partners to provide meals to a number of people. But at the end of the day, you know, we have to always follow the guidelines. But the exciting part is a week from tomorrow, 3 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be open. So, but we are providing some outdoor group fitness. There's 26 classes a week that we're providing, and doing some one-on-one personal training that the guidelines allow us for.
Kind of talk about that, the one-on-one personal training, and what's possible with that, because somebody would think, well, then why can't I just go in and work out on my own? But, well, because one, it'd be, you can go in, and then you're done now. The next person, that would take all day. You wouldn't get very many people through the door. But this is a little bit different, and it's not like you're going to have a gym full of people either.
Right. And personal training is kind of a designed program that's specific to you. I'll be totally honest with you. I'd like the guidelines to be different, and I believe that the guidelines should be different. But they are the guidelines, and it's what I have to follow. I know I've gotten a lot of phone calls from people saying, well, why can't you guys just open up? And there's a lot of things to consider, not following the guidelines puts our insurance, liability insurance, in jeopardy, and also being the right thing that we have to do the right thing at all times.
Get a little more about the personal training, because then people think, well, if you have enough personal trainers, you can have a gym full of people. That's still not the case, though. They're following the guidelines.
Right, following the guidelines. And there just aren't that many personal trainers at the Y or in this community. We live in a county of 50-some thousand people. There just aren't that many personal trainers in this county. So it definitely limits. If somebody is interested in it, they can certainly call the Y and get a jump, a 3-week jump on when we're able to open. We will do so.
I don't know about you, Tyler, but quite often people come up to me and look at me and say, hey, can you make me look like that? Like, yes, let's go eat.
are you that guy that says the gym is this way?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, right there. Right there is where you go.
You know where the weight room is?
Yeah, you know where the weight room's at?
No, but I can find somebody that does. Adam Sampson is the CEO of the Knox County YMCA. So don't expect, if you're following the guidelines, gyms are not just going to be opened up and not going to be full of people. As long as they're following the guidelines, that's the big thing.
Well, sure. We've been blessed. I'll be honest with you. We've had a lot of people that have connected with us and supported what we're doing, supported our partners, not only with time, talent, and treasure. It's essential for us to be successful. And to be honest with you, it's been rough on the Y. It's been really rough. But we're going to fight through this as a community, and we hope to still be able to provide all the things that we do to the community. And we're excited about the 26th. We're counting the days down, and we look forward to seeing so many of our neighbors and friends and families back to the Y come the 26th.
So. Well, and the thing is, like you said, you're going to hope it looks as much like the Y as it has, and it will much as it have been for a while. But there's still going to be some rules and regulations. So kind of talk about things like with some of the programs, like swimming, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be capacity. There'll be capacity rules that'll come into effect, and obviously the 6-foot social distancing is a piece that I think's going to. As I look at, I can see phase four, the guidelines laid out. We're going to definitely ask for social distancing, but just like anything else, Tom, it comes down to, personal responsibility. Look, don't touch your nose, eyes, mouth, or your face whatsoever. These are things that professionals will tell you all the time. And we're not going to have any requirements that you're going to have to do A, B, or C. We certainly think cleanliness is very important, and we're staying, as we were talking before, we were probably there what the requirements are going to be before this crisis. So we'll look like we usually do. Capacity will be the barometer when we get into phase four. And we'll follow that as it's set forth.
Adam Sampson, CEO of the Knox County YMCA, joining us here this morning. What about things like youth sports? Because some are different than others. Like, for instance, a T-ball, it's pretty easy to socially distance.
Yeah.
Soccer is another story.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we don't know what it'll look like come September. But for the most part, if we're still in phase four, we'll adapt. I'm just using this as an example.
Yeah.
If you normally were playing 10-on-10, Maybe you're playing a different number. Maybe you're playing 5-on-5. You know, we can adapt the fields. We can adapt the programs. You know, during this crisis, I understand personally the boredom, you know, the mental anguish that it has on a person, you know, not being around other people. When I saw you this morning, I was like, man, it's great to see you, Tom.
Yeah,
you know, not the people I see at the Y aren't important, but I don't get to see the community. And the same is the case.
Well, I get so tired of seeing Tyler and Nick. It's just, you know, just saying.
but that social interactions are important to people and kids too. And we'll find ways to adapt our programs if necessary. If we don't need to, you know, but heck, we could run 5-on-5 soccer and do things like that. So we'll be creative.
Well, and one of the things, if social interaction wasn't a big deal at the Y, there wouldn't be seating out in the lobby, and those wouldn't be full most of the time with people sitting there chatting. That's one of the great things about it.
My joke is, you know, half the seniors that come in and drink coffee in the morning, none of them even work out. They're just there to say hello and talk to people and interact, and it's truly a community setting. And, you know, I really look forward to the day when, you know, some of the people that I saw on a daily basis are back, you know. Part of what I do is, you know, I take calls from seniors all the time, and we're proactively calling them, and they're just lonely. You know, they miss having that conversation and interacting with us, you know, because we might be the only person they see all day, you know. And some of these kids, you think about what they're doing now. They're sitting at home, and they're not engaged in things, but we definitely are going to adapt to the times. I was looking at a timeline of the Y over the last 154 years, all the crises that have happened and what the Y has done during those times. And, you know, it gives me hope that, you know, we're going to get through this crisis. We're going to do it together. We're going to be there on the other side, and we're always going to do what's right by our community and do the best we can.
Adam Sampson, CEO of the Knox County YMCA. So, yeah, I mean, there's things to expect and not to expect. And again, especially as a not-for-profit, following all the protocols of Phase 3, you really just can't do things you're not supposed to do is what it comes down to.
Basically.
And completely different than privately owned, whether it's a gym or whatever the case may be. I mean, you got a whole lot more you got to consider.
You know, when we talked and you asked me to come on today, you know, I'm just talking about the why, is doing and why we're doing what we're doing, and we'll continue to do that just like we have for the other 154 years that we've been here, so in Galesburg.
Yeah, that's a lot of pandemics and crises that the Y has been through.
we've got a banner that kind of highlights that, and I'll show it to you next time you're out at the Y.
I would say, because that would include Spanish flu. Absolutely. 154, man, that's going way back. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Lots. That's, I'm not talking about in this country. I'm talking about
just worldwide. Yeah. Oh, just Galesburg.
Even. We've been in Galesburg.
Okay,
Y has been in Galesburg for 154 years.
Wow.
154 years.
Tyler, I've only seen like two-thirds of that.
You were here when they opened, weren't you, Tom?
I was here. I was opening day.
Yeah. He was pushing a boulder.
That was the door. I had to open it for him. I was in great shape back then. Adam Sampson, CEO of the Knox County YMCA, joining us here this morning again, said, yeah, it's going to get better. We'll get into, you know, phase four, later this month?
Yeah, June 26th. Three weeks from tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be ready. We've been preparing. We've made some updates to the Y. We've had some great donors that have helped us update some things and change some things. And one of the great things that I'm very proud of and is the governance board of the Y has paid 100% of all staff through this crisis. Wow. You know, it hasn't been easy. You know, it has since, you know, we shut down on the 17th. We've been paying staff since then, and the board made a commitment that night. I was on the phone with them, and they made a commitment that we were going to take care of the people that take care of our community, and very proud of that.
That's pretty cool. That is outstanding. So again, I mean, I know you don't come on here begging for money, but I'm going to say, if you would like to help out monetarily, there's always ways to do it. You always do different campaigns, but if you're a member, you can help out. You can have extra money taken out from your membership, or if even if you're not a member, you want to help out, just hey.
Yep.
contact you, drop off a check, whatever, for however you want to do it. Anything helps.
I'm there all day, so anytime, just give us a call, drop an email, whatever works, and come the 26th, you can stop in.
He is the CEO of the Knox County YMCA, Adam Sampson, taking some time with us this morning. Adam, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and can't wait to see you actually out at your place, too.
Look forward to seeing you, Tom.